Welcome to the Michael Nardi Podcast. This is part two of a two-part episode. If you have not listened to part one, return to the previous episode. Enjoy.
And some of us didn't have that warmth. It faded away. It disappeared. But what if you made this home and you accepted this moment as now, as perfect? Then you would be like Kaleshwar. Then you would be like Miguel. Then you'd be like Mama Gaia. They were content. They were at peace because they were always home. And we forget, we're somewhere in between. We're not in India, we're not in Ashland. We're somewhere in between. And the mantra is about getting back here. Being here. We go on these long journeys. We read these beautiful books about pilgrimages, the alchemists, right? All the way to travel all the world to come back to find out what we were looking for was right here. If we'd only just stop and shut up. And we're like, no, but you don't understand. I say, I'm a stay-at-home dad and no one understands. And yeah, and I don't get to work. And but it's unfair. And I can't do handstands because I'm inflexible. It's just, I don't know. It's so unfair. Stop. Right? Or it's their fault. It's their fault. It's her fault. It's his fault. If only the world was the way I wanted it, I'd be happy. Because that is sanity, right? If only, you know, thoughts like that lead to the Holocaust at their final destination, or to walls, building walls around empires. To the point that you are so stubborn that you stop an entire system of government, right? Because you are right. But guess what? As Miguel talks about in the three questions, you are the dictator of your own life when you identify with that person inside you that has to be right. And man, he and I can get along really well. We have a good relationship when I am stuck in my mantra of misery because everyone else is to blame. But then grace comes, a moment of inspiration, and I chant. Or today, I sing. Well, I see trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry as I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. See, the eagle knows what a wonderful world it is. The eagle inside of us, right? It's totally content. It doesn't care that Bodhi's bouncing around, right? He's a child. He's here chanting with us, singing with us today. I guess we're not doing much chanting. But that's the whole point. Today, the vision, the meditation, like I chant because it takes effort. And you're like, why is that good? Because when I'm stuck and I'm angry, that energy keeps on going inside and it just digs at me, right? And I'm using energy to hurt myself. I'm using energy to attack myself. So I need to give that energy that's all pent up something to do. Well, in the case of having children, I can't just get up and run. Like, especially when they're little. When they were 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, you just can't get up and go anywhere. I mean, you got to change the diaper. You got to make sure you have diapers. You've got to make sure that they have their shoes. Oh, we've lost their mittens. Oh, we've lost their hat. You remember. So point being, so what do you do then? When you can't run and to get this energy moving. What I did was, Om Bhurbhuvasuvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yonaha Prajodayat. I chanted, and when I chanted, this gripping of myself just eased up. You can sing, you can do handstands, you can do silks. All of it, it really doesn't matter. It's how you go about doing it. It is what is the aim. And if the aim is changing this to be something better, you've already failed. And you're going to waste endless hours. If it's, I want to play right now, you're on the right track. But as I've seen with kids, I can't play all the time. You know, because who's going to, if I play and I give all my energy to being the clown that I was when I was a kindergarten teacher, who's going to do the dishes? So you have this like, well, gosh, how do I play all the time without playing all the time? I chanted. There could be a million tricks. That's my trick. That's my tool. That's my medicine bag. As Jose say, you have a medicine bag. It's how you heal. That's what I used. And it's so hard because you share your medicine bag and your medicine bag becomes the best medicine bag. Or your medicine bag isn't good enough to share. It's not a nice enough medicine bag, right? Your personal importance gets in the way. So you have to start just acknowledging, this is my medicine bag. This is perfect because it's what I do. So when I want to be happy and feel love and a certain flavor of love, I do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Last one. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So you could do anything. I chant. You know, if I could go back to the young Michael who was just starting out being a mama, staying home with his daughter 11 hours a day, and she's crying and he doesn't know what to do. Gosh, I would just love to be like, just chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But you know what? He made it through anyways. And his daughter became a beautiful girl. So it's okay. He doesn't need that. No one needs anything. But I can share. And if Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya doesn't do it for you, let's simplify it. Om Gam Gana. Om Gam Gana. Om Gam Gana. Om Gam Gana. Or just make it gum. 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 Or Om. 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 Or just say stop. And be still. But it's kind of boring to just stop. So I like to chant. That's what I do. Stop works. If you can harness that skill. And seeing Miguel say stop, Miguel Ruiz, he's stopped. It's all stopped. The mind doesn't exist. There is only life and love and light. Whatever you call those words, it's there. Presence. He's cleaned it all out. But as a mama, which is all I've ever been in the last 9 years, I pretend to be the tiger. I'm only the tiger when someone messes with my kids. Ask anyone within Ashland. You mess with my kids, you get Mama Tiger. I'll tear you apart. But I've been the eagle. And chanting is something to hear the eagle's song. And my song for the last 5-some years, millions of times, instead of saying stop, I like to create life. I like to be life. And kids respond well to life. Oh. Bhujange Shaya Vidmahe Sarpa Raja Dimahi Tano Naga Prajodayat Om. Bhujange Shaya Vidmahe Sarpa Raja Dimahi Tano Naga Prajodayat. But sometimes I feel like I'm going a little too far with the mantra, and I'm becoming a little fundamentalist with my children. So we do, well, I see trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white and the brightness of days. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also in the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry as I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. You know, the kids went on a march with all the kids in Ashland, and they had these beautiful blue shirts with MLK on them. And we've had these great teachers throughout lifetimes. And you really can't teach a kid who MLK is. I don't know who he is. Like, in all honesty, how could we know what it was like to be on buses and to be attacked, to be put in jail? How could you know that? Maybe there are people, you know, Standing Rock, there is an experience that people have felt a little of that. And then there are people in our culture who have gone through this and are going through this, through racism at this day and age. But how do you teach that to kids? How do we embrace that? And there's really nothing you can do other than let them face life. And the greatest gift that I think I am beginning to emerge and realize is that if MLK could do it, if Jesus could do it, if Gandhi, Mandela, they were just like you and me. So whatever we're going through, you can deal with it. And it's not to downplay that what you're going through isn't even important or more important. We all can deal with it. And if you see that, then you're not looking at people, and I know as a healer, it was like, fix them. Or when I did regression therapy, it was like, oh, help them see their samskara and they'll be healed. Or chant, like, oh, if I could get them to chant more and realize the value of it. Whatever it is, we want to change things. And as I hang out more and more with Miguel and the family, and as I hang out with my own family and realize how amazing we all are, we start off on a race, as Miguel says, and we win that race. Wait, we go and we race compared to millions of other things, and we're racing and we end up and we race to the sun and boom, life. We're winners. Every single one of us started our life by winning. So what are we worried about? You already won the biggest race of your life. Just to start, what are we trying so hard to do? And we live in Ashland, and I'm not telling people to go off and you know, use gasoline and destroy the world and that we shouldn't be more conscious, but Mother Earth will wash us away if we don't treat her more kindly. And even if we do, she will wash us away. So thinking that we have the power to control everything And as parents, if you're a parent, I think you can relate to this. I think I'm like, well, if I just do this with Lila and that with Bodhi, and I tinker this at 30 degrees and that at 40 degrees, everything will be fine. Or if I'm like, if I just sprinkle, like it's a recipe, a little more cinnamon, it'll taste a little better. Just, oh, it's got a little too much salt. But what I'm trying to get at is not, if you have passion and you want to go and help people in third world countries, if you want to work in the inner city, I remember doing, if you want to work hospice, these are all beautiful things. I'm not saying no to those. What I'm saying no is the mind that's punishing you and punishing you because you're not doing something you should be doing right now. You're doing it. You're you. That's it. Pat on the back. Big hug. You're it. Seriously. You've done it. You won the race. Now enjoy the frickin' ride. And I teach by what I've heard Jose say about Miguel and the Four Agreements. He made those books for himself. When I record something, when I write a book, when I make a guided meditation, when I sit here with all of you and connect with all of you, I am attempting to heal myself. You don't even exist. I'm trying to tell Michael that everything is okay. And as I get more experience, more time, more practice, I remember that a little bit more and a little bit more. And if I look at myself, I can compliment myself and say, gosh, you're a little more patient with your kids than a year ago. And a lot more patient than 9 years ago. And if I look at and say, chant, do something and master it. I've mastered chanting. I spent over 10,000 hours chanting. And that could never be a bad thing. But my mind every day that I've eaten something too fast, or had a nightmare, or don't like what's happening before me, tells me, that's a dumb choice, Michael. Why are you doing that? And when I'm feeling low, and when I'm a victim, I agree. But when I look at what a wonderful world it is, and I have the view of the eagle, and I take action like the tiger inside me, I realize there's nothing here to do. There's nothing to achieve. Joy is the greatest journey to take. Happiness is the greatest gift. And for that, like 7 years ago when we were walking down Water Street, and like my meditation this morning, I just want to be a puppy. But I can't want to be a puppy. Life will bring me. If you go inside yourself, there's a puppy in there. It's going to laugh and it's going to play. And you're going to tell it, okay, I need to get some work done. Do your work. Fine. Come back to it. Go out and be the tiger. Stand back and be the eagle. See with clarity. Look through your eyes. See the world as a reflection of yourself. And tell me it's not wonderful. Right? Tell me it's not wonderful. You can't. It's a wonderful world. So I sing when I sing. I chant when I chant. I handstand when I handstand. I complain when I complain. But hopefully, I will allow myself to do those other things a little more. And complaining a little less. But when I teach and I'm here, I'm here. For the last hour I've been here. And gosh, I am so thankful for the opportunity that I've listened to the voice within me, and that there's teachers like Miguel and Samuel and Mama Gaia and Jose and Mother, all of them to remind me. To remind me, to remind me, to chant, to to be here, to be present. What a good reminder. What a gift. What could be a greater investment than coming here and practicing within your own heart? And practicing being, putting yourself into your heart. As the Toltecs say, becoming the love of your life, choosing the love of your life over everything else, even your family. And then you choose your family over everything else, and then your service over everything else. And some people mix those orders, and it works. Whatever works. Whatever works. But don't believe the victim. Don't believe the voice. And don't believe the tyrant. And if you're being a tyrant to yourself and to the world around you, sing with me. Well, I see trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. Truly, what a wonderful world. And what a wonderful dream you have. And what a wonderful life you have. And by chance, there is something that really isn't that wonderful. Let it go. And make a new dream. Let it go. And if you're not ready to let it go, that's okay too. But for this moment, it is truly a wonderful world. And all I have to do is think to myself, what a wonderful world. That's all I have to do.
And it says it in the song.
And it says it in the song. Songs are like that. And why I like mantra? Because they're songs from like thousands of years ago. And if they had the same problems we do, the mind, self-judgment, doubt, don't you think that they probably say the same thing? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Doesn't it, I mean, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. It's kind of Om Bhujang Keshaya Vidmahe Sarparajaya Dhimahi Tano Naga Prajodaya. What a wonderful world. I mean, it's all the same stuff. If there was only one flavor of ice cream, we would be bored. So thank goodness there's a million flavors. Choose your flavor and enjoy it. Enjoy every bite of this wonderful world today and throughout the week. Till next time, all my love and gratitude. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Michael Nardi Podcast, please subscribe, review, like, and share. All my love and gratitude. Have a beautiful day.